You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Omer, Total Shai is commanding us how many days we should count. How many days it says in the Torah you should count?
70.
That is how many days? How many?
50.
It says 50, no? How many count? How many days do we count?
49.
Why? Torah says 50.
Torah rounds it up.
So what's wrong with 45 then? What's wrong with 45 then? Which is more rounded, 49 or 50?
50.
So he says 50, then you round it up to 49?
No, no. Torah rounds it up. Like how many people went to Mitzrayim?
Right.
Now
he was, that was exactly he was. So now here, fine. We see that, what do we see here?
We see that Torah rounds the numbers.
Fine, but it says 50, so now we change it. We did change it.
Yes.
Right. So our sages, they calculated anyway, they calculated to count 49. Right? Is there other places that such a thing happened? Anywhere else? Yeah, numbers and so on. Remember anywhere else?
Yeah, but Pesach. Some says Shiva Yamim, some says Shish.
Right, so that's, no, but there's a reason. If it's mandatory, it's you must or not, but we do. We have to eat matzah. There's another place about a special type of punishment, lashes.
Yes.
Right. So also there, it says that how many?
Give him 40 lashes.
How many we give him?
39.
Give him 39. So again, we see it says 40, and then we make it 39. So here we see the power of the sages, the Chachamim, that they changed it. So now, here, there's an interesting question, that which subject came first in the Torah? The lashes or counting the Omer? Which one?
Counting the Omer.
Yeah?
Yeah, the lashes is on the Devarim, Parashat Shoftim, I believe.
Ah. But which one Gemara derives that this is the power of the Chachamim? About the Omer or about the lashes?
Lashes.
But you just told me this was first.
They take the lashes to be...
Understand, but make 50-49 is greater or make 40-39?
40-39, but the person suffers, so that's greater.
Person suffers, that's greater?
Yes.
Ah, so
one is to do the mitzvah for counting, the other one is the punishment for something that you have done.
Yes, but instead we see there's a change here. One
is forced on another human being, the other one is a mitzvah doing between you and Hashem.
Understand, but again we have a very strict command in the Torah that you cannot add or take off, right?
Mercy is more greater than chesed.
Counting the Omer that we suppose actually according to Torah to count 50 days, so the Chazal, the sages says no, count 49. Even though that is the first subject before the other matter that is the lashes. But Gemara says the power of the sages actually making 40-39. Now, it's a good point. It's a beautiful point. As you mentioned, so here we see the power of the sages only shows in a time that take the pain from another Yehudi. When we supposed to count 50 and then Torah says, no! The Chachamim says 49. Okay, big deal. But when the sages come and say, no, don't beat them up 40 times, beat them up 39 times. This is the power. You know what that is? Even though the subject is first, I mean, it's the same thing. To change, you know, whatever that they're given the authority, the same thing. But here, he wants us to know, we learn that the power is when they take a pain from another Yehudi. What do we learn from here? What do we learn? What's the message here? Ah, so the greatness of a Yehudi only shows that he takes the load off another Yehudi. That's what the greatness is all about. So that means when Yehudi is concerned, you know, he needs me, I have to support him, I have to give him feedback. It's very interesting, Gemara, that about the lady that comes to Binyamin HaTzadik and asks for donation. So then he tells him, I'm sorry, the fund, there's nothing left. I don't have nothing to give you. So she tells him, you know, you have to have mercy on 7 kids and a widower. So now it's brought that he gave from his own pocket and helped this lady. So now you might learn from here that if you give money, Hashem blesses you with 6 barachot. But if you give support to somebody and calm him down, so don't worry, everything will be okay, you get 11 barachot. So he wants this very interesting thing. The Binyamin HaTzadik was supposed to pass away under the year. Hashem add 20 years of life to his age. So Gemara says, 20 years was added to his life.
How about 20? You said 11
later. Ah, no. Gemara learns from here, if you give money, you will be blessed with 6. But if you give feedback to somebody, you spend time with him, and you calm him down and relieve him, you get 11 brachot.
Right.
So now, he told her, you know, don't worry, everything will be okay. And also he helped him from his own pocket, not from the community money. Yeah. So now here we see, because he took the pain off of her, he was blessed with 20 extra life. And that's what exactly we see, this beautiful detail in counting and the lashes. There's a pasuk that everybody informed and known. We say, V'ata Radosh Yoshev Teilot Israel. What Miss Moore is it? V'ata Radosh Yoshev Teilot Israel. What is it? No, you know which Miss Moore is. 22. So 22. What does it mean? V'ata Radosh Yoshev Teilot Israel. What does it mean? What's the translation? V'ata Radosh Yoshev Teilot Israel. What does Tehillot Israel means? V'ata Radosh Yoshev Tehillot Israel. So now, listen carefully. You listening? So now here, the pasuk, the inside is very, very powerful. And it says, V'ata Radosh Yoshev, the holiness of Ribono Shel Olam is only based on Tehillot Israel. What does it mean? That when two Yehudi praising one another, that all your greatness is only based on when two Yehudi back up one another, they say good things about one another, they give value to one another. That's how the Ribono Shel Olam becomes sanctified. Hashem Yizkenu to be able to mekadesh Ribono Shel Olam by praising one another, bezat Hashem, and nizkeh b'yeshuot, b'sorot tovot, bezat Hashem, and har benachat.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.